We all have Baruch Hashem technology. We all have laptops. We live in this very special world where we use our laptops for Talmud Torah. So let's say we're sitting in Zeisman, we're sitting in the classrooms across the street, we're sitting in Gluck Beit Midrash before 3 years ago when they put the outlets everywhere, and we need to charge our laptops. So you can't really charge from your makom, and you have to go closer to the walls. There's like four chargers. There used to be four outlets on the entire first floor of Gluck. Now Baruch Hashem, there are a lot more. Oversights, what can you do? But let's say you need to charge your laptop in class, and you sit like two desks away from the outlet, and you plug in your laptop, and you have the wire in the middle of the Rishut HaRavim. So somebody walks into class, on his phone, and he walks over your cable, and he trips and he breaks your laptop. He trips and he falls and he hits something and he breaks the other thing. Who's chayav? We're doing chazar for the finals of Bava Kamma. This is the sugya of Bava Kamma. It's the Mishnah. Hamaniach al echad b'rishut harabim, v'vach evri nitkal bo, v'chavid is chayav. The person who leaves his jug in the middle of the rishut harabim, another person comes and breaks it, falls, trips on it, and breaks it. Any damage incurred is fault of the person who left it there, not the person who tripped. And the Gemara asks a very important question. What do you mean? Go back one Mishnah. From Chav Zayin to Chav Vav, go back one Mishnah. Adam mu'ad olam, bein ones, bein ratzon, bein yashen, bein er. No matter what, an Adam is always chayav. You can't say, "Oh, ones, I didn't realize it was there." You can't say that. A little bit of a contradiction from. It's a contradiction from one Mishnah to the other. What's going on? So the Gemara gives four answers. The Gemara says maybe he filled the entire Rishut HaRavim with Kadim. Maybe it was dark and he couldn't see. Maybe it was around the corner, and the Gemara gives a final answer. Rabbi Yochanan b'shem Rabbi Eli or b'shem Ula, depending on your girsa. The Gemara says, "Ein derech b'nei adam litbonen midrachim." You're right. Ones is chayav, but here he's completely patur because people don't look. You can't expect me to look where I'm going in order to go around any obstacles that may be in my way. I'm allowed to walk this way. It's not a problem. The halacha follows the last opinion. We'll discuss the other opinions tomorrow, Be'ezat Hashem, when we do Chazara of those opinions, because there's a very important Tosfot right there. But the halacha follows the last opinion. Ein derech b'nei adam litbonen bidrachim. So, seemingly, the guy should be patur. That's it. The thing is, the Gemara continues and says that if you are allowed to leave the stuff there, if you were, let's say it was near a Beit Habad, an olive press, and everyone leaves their jugs outside of the olive press. It's like, everyone leaves their towels outside of the mikveh. Everyone leaves their backpack outside of the bathroom door because they don't want to take it inside into the bathroom. If that's the way things are done, you have rishut to leave it there. So then now it's chayav adam litbonen midrachim because you should have expected it to be there. So you should have checked and you should have made sure that there was nothing there when you walked. So how do you paskin? Wait, how does it work with the shul? How does it work with the Beit Midrash? So I saw in a sefer called Meshiv Mishpat. Meshiv Mishpat is written, it's called Et Yosef. And it's the Sidra, and the Shu'ut Sefer is called Meshiv Mishpat. Reb Ovadia Yosef Toledano. Et Yosef. Ovadia Toledano Yosef. He's a grandson of Reb Ovadia Yosef. His father is Reb Mordechai Toledano. He's a big time Dayan in Yerushalayim HaKodesh. Reb Ovadia Yosef Toledano is a world expert in Hilchot Mamzerut. The Beit Din of America loves him. And he is a Dayan in Rav Asher Weiss's Beit Din in Ramot in Yerushalayim. Yes, I had the privilege of meeting him a couple summers ago, and I bought the sefer off of him. Thanks to Shai Shefter, Baruch Hashem, Rav Shai Shefter. So Rav Avadi Yosef Toledano has a tshuva where he goes through very briefly such a case where an Avreich was sitting in shul, he had his charger out, plugged in, and someone tripped over and broke something. So now what's the halacha? So he says, first of all, we do paskin like the last opinion because we hold nitkal ones. Somebody trips on something, we don't say he's pusher, we don't say he's negligent, rather we say nitkal ones. So, person who trips on something, it's not his fault.
If he slips on something.
If he slips on something, if he slips on it.
But if he sits on something.
If he sits on something?
Yeah.
Why? I don't know what the halakha would be if he sits on something. And he's walking by, he trips on the charger, and then the laptop goes flying. So now what? Because it's not one of those magnetic chargers that like just comes right off. It pulls the laptop with it. So what's the halakha? So he says, seemingly, the guy has rishut to be there. The Gabbai told him to be there. Maybe that would be fine. Or maybe if the Gabbai didn't tell him to do it, so then that's it. He's Chayav. The person who left the laptop there with the charger there. Because he had no permission to be there. But there's 2 points. Number one, he says, Beit Knesset is not just a Rishur Rabim. It's also a makom that everyone owns it. It's a makom of Shutafin. So the Gabbai doesn't have permission, he says, to be mevater on the Rishut of the Baalei Tefillah, of all the people who come to the Beit Knesset, in order to pray, to block off an aisle of the Beit Knesset just so this guy could put his charger there. That's number one. He doesn't have Rishut to be there. But there's a problem. The person who tripped told us that he saw the wire before he tripped. So wait. It's not Darkam Shel B'nei Adam Liponei Midrachim. But if the guy has Rishut to be there, then you should expect it to be there. That means that you're going to look. That means if you looked and you saw, you are Chayav if you still trip on it. So this guy looked, he saw, and he tripped on it. He should be Chayav. If Toledano says, no. Ein Darkam Shel B'nei Adam Liponei Midrachim, the Nimukei Yosef, Maharsha, and others explain, means that a person is Ben Adam is a Baal Machshavot. People are tarut, they're thinking all the time. Nowadays, a person is a Baal telephone. He's always on his phone, he's always looking at his phone, he's not really looking ahead of himself. Or some people are Baal Isfarim, they're walking out the Sefer wherever they go. Right? Nobody's really paying attention to where he's going. It's Ein Darkan Shel B'nei Adam Litponen B'drachim. You're not looking seriously, intensely at the drachim. Yeah, you'll take a look, there's no cars coming, okay, across the street. But you're not really looking. You saw it, so lirod, it doesn't say, litponen, to really gaze and understand what's going on. So just because he saw peripherally that there's a wire on the floor, doesn't mean he really took it into account to not fall on it. That doesn't, therefore it's not mezid, and therefore it really could be that the guy is patur. Based on that, Rav Toledano paskins, that since there is a tzad to say that the guy is patur, we can't be motzi mamon, we cannot extract money from the guy who tripped and broke the things, but it's a good idea to make a pishara, to go and do a compromising beit din. At the end of the day, you have to be careful, don't leave your stuff around. Baruch Hashem, the Glock Beit Midrash, a few years ago they installed outlets everywhere. But if you find yourself in a place where you might be leaving your chargers, you know, in a way that could be dangerous, you should be able to keep this in mind. You don't want to cause any damage. So that's just a quick idea from Rav Toledano. Mizrach, and tomorrow we'll discuss a much larger teshuvah from Rav Toledano. I wish you have a great day and great chazara of Baba Kama.
I actually saw that case in my face.
You saw it?
Like,
yeah.
2 months ago.
It happens all the time.
Happens all the time.